Hi, everybody, and welcome to Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. My name is Ray Serebrin, and I am the host of the Midlife Crisis Dance Party radio program on KPTZ in Port Townsend. The following is one of our story time segments that we present each week. I hope you enjoy it.
Ah, you're just in time for a story.
When the sky is dark and the moon aglow and the morning star burning from afar enters into view, all that I can say, all that I can know is that I'll be dreaming pieces of you. When the clouds are gray and the angels low.
Yes, my friends, it's story time on the Midlife Crisis Dance Party, and this week's story is entitled A Big New Idea for Our Little County. It came about because I've thought up an idea for a new business for Port Townsend and for Jefferson County. In that context, I think one can reasonably say that we have yet to fully recover from the COVID recession in our area. As I'm sure you're aware, we have an active economic development area going on where people are attempting to encourage and support new businesses in Port Townsend and Jefferson County. New businesses mean more jobs, more opportunity, more money in circulation. So what is this brilliant, luminous, dazzling new idea for economic development that I am putting forward for your consideration, my friends? Well, it's adult baby nurseries. Yes, adult baby nurseries for fun and profit. I got the idea from a story in an English newspaper about just such an adult nursery in North Liverpool in England, and here's a snippet of the article. It could be the bedroom of any toddler, with a pink cot in the corner strewn with teddy bears and a cozy quilt. Elsewhere, stacked on shelves are nappies. Nappies is what the English call diapers. So elsewhere, stacked on shelves are nappies, wet wipes, baby cream, baby powder, while frilly princess dresses and large-sized baby clothes hang in the wardrobe. Yet this is no child's room. It's a pay-per-hour retreat for fully grown adults who love to pretend to be babies. Now, this is a true story. Nursery Times, which is what the place is called, is run by Derek Ventham, who calls himself an adult baby, and his wife, Mummy Maxine, who charge grown adults to regress back to an infant-like state in which they wear diapers and have books read to them and even experience a nappy change. Here's a little quote from Mummy Maxine. We want to get the message across that we are not freaks and perverts, and our business offers instead an alternative lifestyle. It's for people who want to be cared for, and it takes them back to a more innocent time when they don't have to worry about paying the bills and mortgages. Now, as you may or may not know, there's an actual scientific term for this behavior. It is called paraphilic infantilism, or adult baby syndrome, and it describes people who have a sexual fetish that involves role-playing a regression to an infant-like state. So they want to be in an infant-like state. People who have this particular predilection may engage in gentle and nurturing experiences, or they may be attracted to masochistic, punishing, or humiliating experiences. It could be either one. Nobody knows for sure why people have these fetishes. It's also not known how many people do have them. There was an organization called Diaper Pail Friends, which was established in San Francisco in 2008. It claims a national membership of 15,000. In New York, there's an organization called Still in Diapers, which was founded by diaper fetishists, which is apparently part of the No Bottom Left Behind movement. One study revealed that 9% of Yahoo groups devoted to fetishes dealt with paraphilic infantilism. So obviously, this adult baby thing is taking off. Derek and Maxine in Liverpool have catered to adult babies for 14 years. Their clients can play with soft... This is real, my friends. Their clients can play with soft toys and colorful building blocks, or sit in diapers and watch television, or eat in specially sized high chairs. They are charged the equivalent of $100 an hour to play with toys, have nap time in adult-sized cribs, and they dress up in training pants. There's a $35 extra charge for a diaper change, which can apparently be rather messy. Staying overnight costs $500, with extra charges for nighttime diaper changes. And the Nursery Times website also offers breast suckling for an additional $35 charge. But this is not about sex, say Derek and Maxine. We don't want to be with children. We want to be the child, says Maxine. So yes, I'm changing their nappies and touching their intimate areas, but that's where it stops. So thank you very much, Maxine, for clarifying that. So there it is, my friends. There it is. This is an idea whose time has come for Jefferson County. And why our county, you might ask? It is because we have lots and lots of adults around here, and nobody ever seems to die. So we have more and more adults. In fact, 39.2% of our population in the county is over 65 years old. And this county is number one in Washington State for having a population with the highest median age, which is 53.9 years old. So we're the oldest, and we need services for our adult population. And that local demographic trend is happening at the same time that these adult baby nurseries are exploding onto the scene. So put these two facts together, my eager young entrepreneurs. The future is not in marijuana. It is not in complex derivatives, nor in organic arugula. It is in training pants, baby. I contend that every adult or elder who can pay the fare has an inalienable right to an afternoon of lounging around in his crib, having his messy diaper changed, and sucking on a great big delectable baby pacifier. This group has fought for our country. They pulled us through the recession. They built America, and now they have a right to live out their lives in contented wonderment, lying in a bassinet, goo-gooing at mobiles featuring the key highlights of the Reagan presidency swirling slowly overhead. I can see it now. And a business such as this will have many added social benefits for our county. It will drop crime rates by keeping many of our more bad-tempered elders off the street. It could also encourage green tourism, where obsessed adult babies bring large wads of green money and leave it here in return for Pampers and a few hours on Grandpa McCoy's squatty potty. So wake up, my friends. Wake up, Jefferson County. Nap time is over. Fortunes are waiting to be made. Adult babies everywhere are waiting for our signal. Gather the giant diapers, pump the breast milk, mash up the carrots, seize the opportunity. Carpe diem, I have shown you the way forward. Go forth and prosper. I'm Ray Serebrin, and that was Stories from the Midlife Crisis Dance Party. We invite you to tune in every Thursday at 3 p.m. for more frivolity, absurdity, and melody. Thanks so much for listening.